This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Pallan, P-A-L-L-A-N, first name Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D. The date of birth, February 14, 1967. Date of evaluation, June 29, 2022. Referring physician, Dr. Eric Stuffman, S-T-U-F-F-M-A-N. The chief complaint, 55-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right wrist surgery. The HVI, the patient as noted is a 55-year-old male who reports a fall in August of 2021, period. He suffered an injury to the right wrist, period. He was initially treated conservatively to include steroid injections, period. However, he had continued with pain radiating to the forearm, period. Pain is at times burning and currently is rated 4/10, period. It is associated with decreased grip and weakness of the right wrist, period. He stated that he cannot perform his usual work, including use of a drill, because of the associated pain and weakness, period. His past medical history includes 1, diabetes, type 2, next number, hypercholesterolemia, next number, hypertension. The past surgical history, the left wrist surgery, next number, umbilical hernia in August of 2019. Medications, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams one daily, cetirizine, 10 milligrams one daily, amlodipine, 5 milligrams one daily, metformin, 500 milligrams, take 2 PRN, fluocinolone, 0.5% BID, Benadryl, 25 milligrams HS. The allergies, penicillin, family history, younger brother with diabetes, period. Father required unknown heart surgery. Social history, he has prior history of alcohol, but none recently. He denied cigarette smoking or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional. He has had no fever or chills. He has had some recent weight loss. Skin, he has itching rash of the left knee and right foot, period. He further report recent rash, which was felt to be a contact dermatitis, period. He had been started on fluocinolide, i.e. Lidex 0.05% for same. In addition, he was started on Zyrtec tablet, period. The review of skin examination is as noted. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable, period. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 142/80, pulse 76, respiratory rate 16, height 5 feet 9 inches, weight 276.4 pounds. In general, He is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Skin examination reveals an irregular area of confluent erythema with mild tenderness and fullness involving the left lower extremity, period. The right wrist is noted to reveal decreased range of motion, period. The right wrist is further noted to be tender, period. The lab work ECG dated May 29, 2022 reveals a sinus rhythm at 83 beats per minute. Normal intervals are noted. No significant SD or T wave changes are noted, period. The hemoglobin A1C is 10.2, sodium 139, potassium 3.9, chloride 106, bicarb 27, BUN 15, creatinine 0.80, glucose 243, white blood cell count 6.1, hemoglobin 17.2, platelets 201, The impression, this is a 51-year-old male who is diagnosed with other specified joint disorders of the right wrist, period. He is currently scheduled for right wrist arthroscopic debridement with right ulnar tending and surgical treatment, period. The patient, however, is found to have uncontrolled diabetes, period. In addition, he is found to have a cellulitis of the left lower extremity, period. The patient is noted to have an enlarging area of confluent erythema despite having been started on antihistamine and steroids by his primary care physician, period. Currently, patient is not felt to be cleared for his surgery. He has an underlying cellulitis, as noted, with possible abscess, period. He further has uncontrolled diabetes, period. Recommendations, patient is currently not cleared for his surgery. I have started him on Bactrim double strand 1 POBID. He is to follow up in this office or with his primary care within 1 to 4 weeks, period. His A1C should be aggressively managed, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Ronald Palin.